الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this great month, and all the barakat of the month are present. Allah make it that we can witness it, we can feel it, and we can absorb it. Then Allah has filled the month with rozas. And rozas on their own, even like you keep out of the month of Ramadan rozas, great, great value of rozas. In Ramadan, even much more. And then Allah revealed the Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has put great barakat of Quran Sharif in Ramadan. Quran Sharif we read whole life, and we should be reading, and we should take lesson from Quran Sharif. But the connection it has got with Ramadan is completely different. Very great connection. So all these three major things. And then to listen to the Quran Sharif, Allah has made it for most of us that our reading is not correct. So Taraweeh, and we can listen to at least one khatam of the Quran Sharif in a perfect way, in a very good way. And Allah has made the system throughout the world. And that at the same time shows us we live through a month. Anyone to memorize so much and to be reciting it, it's only a miracle, which is the mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. And it's not our achievement, it is the Quran Sharif's achievement that it can be. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Allah has made it easy. It is to just who will apply himself now. And a person who sincerely, we see young children, boys, girls, tender ages, and they do complete hifz 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and they don't understand one word of Arabic, but they memorize the whole kitab. So Allah Ta'ala let us benefit from all this. To benefit, the rozas that we are keeping must be rozas, not just staying hungry. And for that, we have to keep rozas of all the parts of the body, of which we discussed. Of the eyes also we must keep rozas, that we don't look at any haram. And the great other virtue, gift which Allah has put in Ramadan, just ayyam ma'dudat, a few days which are ideal and perfect for your reformation. And this 1 month that they observe it, and they are the days which you can count on your fingers. It's not a very long, tiring cause. It's just 1 month. And just in that 1 month, look after your eyes, and your eyes will be looked after for the rest of the year, for the rest of your life. And any of these diseases, if a person gets relieved of them, any person who has got some pain, if he's got cancer, and he got the right treatment, and his cancer is completely gone, it won't come back ever again, how happy he feels. If the pain he was suffering in cancer, or whatever other negative effects there were, now he's freed from that. Or just a common thing like diabetes. A person, if he's a diabetic, and he feels tired by the afternoon, he's exhausted, his vision is not right, he's getting headaches, whatever, all the side effects of it. And now he got medicine and he got cured from it. Then how happy he feels, like a new person. Like that, much more of the spiritual diseases, if we can get cured from it, then a person himself will feel the great benefit. In fact, ulama has written And this is also one direct effort that we have to make. A person who has got these three qualities, Allah Ta'ala will bless him with such treasure, knowledge, that he himself will be surprised, other people will be surprised. Knowledge of deen. And qualities, kayfiyat, he will experience, which he never experienced before. And people will also be shocked that this person has changed like this. So what are those three things? One is al-inabatu ila daril khulud. Our focus must be akhirat. A person who makes his focus the akhirat. The second is wal-tajafi anidaril khulud. And complete aversion anidaril ghurur. Complete aversion of this house of deception. A person has seen through dunya. Like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should speak to dunya at his time of tahajjud, قَدْ بَتَّتُكَ ثَلَاثٌ, I gave you three talaqs. فَإِنَّ مَجْلِسُكَ حَكِيرٌ, all your gatherings and your amusement and entertainment is useless. I don't see anything in it. Whatever it can be, the sports or whatever, it's just useless completely. So like that, a person whose heart has been disinclined totally. And وَالْإِسْتَعْدَاتِ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ, and is prepared for maut before maut comes. He's already ready for maut. Such a person, Allah will open such ulum, knowledge to him. He himself will be surprised and he won't have the tongue to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. People will see and his kaifiyat, the quality of his life will be completely different. So that must come in us. So this Ramadan is the opportunity to make that. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will give to that person. So we get relief, our eyes become pure and clean. And only a pure eye can see the beauty of the Quran Sharif, can see the beauty of Kaaba Sharif, of Rozai Mubarak, of the sublime, wonderful life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Roza of the tongue that we have to keep, that what we talk, and that is also a major thing, that even if it is in our home, with friends, wherever, a person must be able to speak the right thing. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, say the straight word. By the barakat of that one thing, there are so many things. By that, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, all your actions will be corrected. That's the translation. And the tafsir of it is, all your actions will be accepted by Allah. When your tongue will come right, all your actions will be accepted by Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and all your sins will be forgiven also. And a person who is like dirty, he for whatever reason, he went to jail and there he didn't have the opportunity to bath. 2 weeks he was in jail, 6 weeks. Or that bathroom was such that he just couldn't bath there. And he's dirty. Now when he washes himself and he becomes clean, how nice he feels. If he's a person that, for example, his mustache overgrew, he couldn't clean himself. He couldn't remove the other hair from his body unwanted and was like bushes, like jungle. And now he has cleaned all those things. Like that, a person who gets cleaned in Ramadan, how beautiful won't he feel himself? Forget other people appreciating, he himself will feel clean. So the tongue, our speech also. Then our ears also, what we hear. And with our eyes and ears, these are the two sources to get through to the heart. And if they are clean and pure and they see pure and clean things, then what goes in the heart will be pure and clean. But if we are seeing dirt and filth with our eyes, and we are hearing dirt and filth with our ears, and that goes in the heart, and the heart which is the ruler of the body. إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, if the heart is right, the whole body will be right. And if it's bad, the whole body will be bad. So that is by the two sources. Our eyes, what we see, and our ears, what we hear. And then the fourth thing that we spoke about was the mouth. That what we put in our mouth, the food that we eat. To make sure that if we eat halal, And for people who are concerned, who say, we want our Islah, we want our connection with Allah, halal is not enough for that people. It must be halal and tayyiban. And in there, a person must be concerned. Commonly, many of our friends ask, now like each day, we're going to be invited by the family. No parda, for example, man, woman sitting together. The source of the food, we know that it is not right. From where they're getting the meat, etc. Now, what must we do? This is the thing that is not difficult to understand. If deen is dear to us, akhirat is dear to us, we'll give preference to that. If dunya is dear to us, but keeping family ties is stressed so much in the hadith, but where there is haram, there is no second thought about it. You don't have to think about that we have to be breaking family ties now. Are you prepared to eat poison because of family ties? Just take a few dunya's examples. It's easy. People will say you are too strict. You are too, you are gone to the limits now. You are being too hard now. You are being too hard to yourself also. But if deen is dear to you, if deen is the object, akhirat is dear. If you have got value for akhirat, nobody, even family, you won't care about. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he broke all ties. Even with family, he broke ties. He didn't please Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, my uncles. How can I displease them? Whoever it was, but we're for deen, when deen becomes the dearest to us, then we can easily understand, and there's no difficulty to understand. And a person who is sincere, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala will make you the means for that family to come right. They will see the right light if you are firm. If they knew that you just, it's an outward show. It's a temporary thing. Like for many people, just some soda water, josh. And it's just the gas coming out of the cold drink bottle. That is there. So they also know that it's just a passing phase. Leave him, he'll come right. But if you are sincere, Allah will change them. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who could be more sincere? Allah changed the whole, not only his family, the whole Quraysh. Not only the Quraysh, the whole of Mecca. Allah made it, and what a change Allah brought. In the whole world, Allah brought a change. So if we are sincere, Allah will bring that change. And then you use the correct method also. Doesn't mean that you have to go there now with guns, and you have to go there with hammers and knives and go and fight there. No, there is a way also. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, with wisdom. But not such wisdom that your deen gets destroyed also. That is not wisdom at all. Deen is the most important, that must be established. So this is not difficult to understand. So what we eat also, and where we eat, how we eat, all that is also very important. And then we discussed about the thoughts that we have, our mind and our heart, our thinking, the big think tanks, our minds and our heart. Generally for us it is that our thinking in namaz, the stray thoughts that we get. So one remedy that we explain is that Allah has made the heart where it's a super highway and everyone is allowed there. Pedestrians are walking also there. People pushing a wheelbarrow are also there. Big trucks and buses are also there. And a tractor is also there. Making a big noise all the time on your side as you are, all is there for you, the easy solution. You don't have to make laws to remove these people from the road and sign petitions and go on a march. You just concentrate what you have to do, and you won't bump into anyone. You'll be careful, nobody will bump into you. So in namaz, all the thoughts will come. But you just concentrate, and you hardly knew the thoughts came. If you are like that, you are driving with your car, and a heavy storm, rain pouring down. But your windows are closed. You come home, people say, we expected you to be soaking wet. No, I was in my car. You were in your thoughts. all the other soaking, pouring down things on your sight won't have an effect on you. You'll come out clear. It was a very, very hot day. You had your aircon on. So you must be sweating. You must be, the sweat must be coming like rain from your body. So hot it was. But you didn't even know it was hot. So we just concentrate, do what we have to do. And all the things around us, it won't affect us at all. And Allah put all that as a test. Now, as a mu'min, as a Muslim, as a mu'min, as a person who says, I want my islah done, I want to correct my life, then in this little test, so small test, you fail that test also. Then how can you fail that test? No, you are a person, your idea, your focus is Allah now. My focus is my islah. It's not what how this woman is dressed, yeah, and how I saw that woman and that whole thing playing in my mind. That song of my young days, what I remember, and that's playing now in my mind. No, all those things are out easily, because you have got your direction now. So all the things around you don't affect you. So we must keep our direction properly. So one easy way is just fix up, start your namaz, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ, that I've turned my direction to Allah. When you start your namaz, just I've turned my direction to Allah. Then all these things will be there, but you won't even know they were there. And somebody will even ask you, I hardly knew there. I didn't know. I got my direction. It's easy. And the other is the similar thing on the same basis and the same foundation, that if you don't think of anything, you're going to think of all the other things, what you should not think. You just think, I have to think of Allah. The minute you have made one object, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ, you can't concentrate on two things at the same time. Allah has not made human like that. So I'm going to concentrate on Allah, on Akhirah, what I'm reading, which rakat I am. So no other thoughts will come to you. You just make that, then you have cut out. If you leave yourself empty, now I'm in namaz, I finished my office work, I left my office, I came for rush, I came for my zohar, for my asr, for my work. I left my office there, and you leave yourself free, your mind will immediately go back to the office. This thing here I couldn't understand, now I got the solution. Now I understand what I must do here. This, I was cooking my food, I have to still do this, or do that for a lady. Now all the thoughts will come. But you made your direction to Allah, now it won't come. So we don't do what we have to do, the basic things. Deen is very simple, and just the basic things we must get right, and the whole of deen will fall all in place. One other very good effective remedy ulama have shown, that before namaz, read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. It is one of the mu'awwidhatain, that four great qualities of Allah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, إِلَٰهِ النَّاسِ, that Allah is Rabb. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, إِلَٰهِ النَّاسِ. Seek the protection of Allah from what? Min waswasil khannas. That all shaitan's inspiration, which shaitan will make us think all things. We forget the number of rakat. We forget even that was I reading my sunnahs or was I reading my nafal. That also we forget. So much so, shaitan work like these poor old people, who one of the common things of old age is to forget. They are climbing up the stairs and they forget, was I going up or was I coming down? There they are confused now. And they are standing there on the middle of the steps and they don't know whether I was going up or whether I was coming down. Like that we get all. But just may read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. That is another great remedy. Then further with regard to the thoughts that we have, thoughts we must have, Allah encourages us. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا. Why don't you make fikr? Why don't you think? Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا. Make fikr. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاءِ. Ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month. This thought that comes, As a common saying is that what did thought do? He planted a feather and he thought a fowl will grow. So by thought planting a feather, a fowl is not going to grow. But the thoughts that a person gets, and one thought, for example, the president of America, he thought that we must invade Afghanistan. And that one thought, and what destruction. Also on that point, somebody has said very beautifully, whenever you feel that I failed, I didn't make a success, I failed. So you don't have to be so sad about it. Just think that the country which is regarded as the most advanced by people of dunya, the most advanced, when actual reality they are the most uncivilized, they are the most rotten, but people who regard it, the biggest diplomats and the biggest politicians and the people with all the power in the world, it took them 20 years. It took them trillions and trillions of dollars. It took them of killing how many lives, people that were killed, their own soldiers also. And in Afghanistan, how many people they killed, how much of destruction they did. All that they did is just to replace the Taliban with the Taliban again. And what an exercise. What? Only to take out the Taliban and put them back again. That is all. So if you made some big mistake, it's nothing. See what big mistake. And yet it is applauded in the world. And people, if this also don't make people understand that how stupid, how backwards, how uncivilized, uncouth they are. If we just read a little bit of their tortures, they're not human beings. And human can't do this to anyone. Not to an animal, forget to a human being. He's your, especially like you, he's your human brother. And this what all. So anyway, so the thoughts that Allah Ta'ala has given, we must use them in, and this is the month of Ramadan, when the thoughts will come. And we use them, and we build that ability that good thoughts come. Not this destruction like this, but construction of building, not one nation of Afghanistan, but building the world. A person who does that, how many? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, on every 100 years, Allah will send a mujaddid. A person who will make Islam come alive again. On every 100 years. And what is the work? Ulama have written of the mujaddid. People will expect that he'll come with a new method, a new idea, a new philosophy. But the reality of a mujaddid is he will take them back 1400 years. The more he succeeds taking them back, the more he is successful. So that Allah will do. So that one mujaddid who will have that fikr, that concern, and our ulama, our mashayikh, they always, they will tell their murids, their students, haven't you got any fikr? That is the thought. Don't you think? Don't you apply your mind? The whole body will come into action by one thought of the mind, good or bad. That one thought that comes, and if it's the right direction, the whole body moves in the right. And not that one body, thousands of people it will take with, and to move in the right direction. For example, we use water for wuzu, for taharat, etc. But if a person who used water to make steam out of it, and with the power of steam, what the 1,000 men cannot do, that thing can do. More than the steam, the thought of one person in the right direction. In the wrong direction, the destruction is also unimaginable. And in the right direction, the wonderful results are also unimaginable. So Allah has given it. And this is the month, and it is the roza of this fikr also. Our thoughts, and that we must avoid the wrong thoughts and entertain the right thoughts. And build on this, that make fikr. Allah Ta'ala says, like for example, that was that English man who told Hazrat Maulana Shabir Ahmed Usmani, Shaykhul Islam, Rahmatullah Ali, that you people have been commanded in the Quran Sharif to make fikr in the heavenly bodies, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi, that you think of all the rising of the sun, the setting, the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the constellations, the Milky Way, and all those things there. And you people didn't. We thought of it. And we consequently, according to them, whether it's the truth or not is a different story. We reach the moon also. And you people are still just here. And you people are still, as we, our people will say that we are still here, we still talking about the masalas of istinja, while they have reached the moon. So our ulama say, if they reached the moon, what did they achieve? They came back with sand, as if there wasn't sand yet. But if we brought this little bit sand from the moon, they, what an exercise, how much billions and trillions of dollars for space travel and all to make the spacecraft, etc., experiment, what and what, only to bring sand. While Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on staying on the ground, he split the moon into two. And what the istinja, what your purity and cleanliness, and that Allah loves that cleanliness, and you become close to the malaika, you come in the groups of the malaika, when you are pure and clean, then where are you traveling? These people cannot ever imagine that also. So they said that you people, according to you, you reached the moon, and all you brought was sand. According to us, we did make fikr, and we realized the existence of Allah, the power of Allah. And we realize the real reality. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You didn't create this in vain. There is a purpose, and we have realized your existence. We have realized our purpose of life. We have realized that which direction we must go. Not waste our time in this dunya's thing, but to prepare for the akhirat. So these thoughts are very, very important. And this is the month and occasion that we control our thoughts in namaz. One time, Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Rahmatullah, Damat Barakatuhum, he wrote a kitab and he said, this thought came to me while making namaz in the Haram Sharif. And he said that my Shaykh Haji Farooq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said, the thoughts that come in namaz, good thoughts, they are very blessed. So many times, a person, you get a thought in a toilet. That is one thought also. One thought comes in your namaz. I think this issue of the Muslims must be addressed. This thing must be made effort on. So the thought that comes in namaz is a very blessed thought. So we have to work in order that the right thoughts, all these wrong things, that big truck that is moving along you, and the peace person on a wheelbarrow, and the tractor, just ignore all that. And the right things, we have to concentrate on that. And then say our namaz, namaz will not only be made, our namaz will produce. And we will get such results from namaz, such great, great dua at the end is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. A person, Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, Rahmatullah Ali, stayed many years in Medina Sharif, not the Medina Sharif of today, when there was by and large poverty, hunger. There wasn't oil at that time in Saudi. The people, especially people of Medina, lived very hard conditions. And especially the foreigners who went there for deen's sake, who made hijrat, it's Darul Hijrah, and they went through. He said, me and my family, difficult, difficult condition. But not one day did my wife complain of one thing also. Every day, every meal, from breakfast to lunch to supper, was just dar, one type of dar. Not a variety also. Just boiled in water, and that we should live on. But not one day did anyone complain. He said, all this was the barakat of the dua. At the end of namaz, I should read, Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Very valuable dua also. So from namaz will produce such our children, such offspring that will be the leaders of Islam. They will become today's Muhammad ibn Qasim. They will become today's Osama ibn Zayd. They will become today Salahuddin Ayyubi by the barakat. So namaz, if we get it in the right direction, our namaz won't only be corrected. It won't be only Qurratul Ain. It won't only be great treasures of Jannat. But namaz will be a production house. It will produce such children, such people. It will produce such institutions. It will produce such great works of deen, all in namaz. This is the opportunity. We have got it. He said, yeah, it's for us just to take it. It is coming down, like in the aeroplanes they say, that if there's a shortage of oxygen, masks will automatically fall down, will be released. Yeah, it's by Allah, all the oxygen of this deen is being released. Now it is just for us, just to put it to our nose, and take in all this great. لِلَّهِ دَفَحَاتِ Allah Ta'ala, these are the times when these wonderful breezes were blowing from Allah Ta'ala. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا Accept them. Open your heart for them. Through namaz, in the barakat of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of rozas, the barakat of Quran Sharif, and all the Allah has made everything. For example, a person is at a meal. The roast is done perfect. The meat is done properly. It's not a little undone properly. It is spiced perfectly. Everything, it's a 10-course meal. It's a 12-course meal. What and what is there? You wish it doesn't get finished. You wish my stomach doesn't get full. I can eat this also. As one of our Amirs in one time in Jamaat said, that we people, when we sit on the Dasturkhan, people have invited us, as we sit, at the last end of the Dasturkhan, we see what is there also. In one nazar, we saw the whole Dasturkhan. And our niyat is, I'm not going to leave out anything. Everything, I'm sure I must eat of, I must get everything. Yeah, the Dasturkhan of deen, and the great spirituality, that a person really who has made this his object, akhirat, he'll really wish Ramzan must not get finished. He'll really wish every day must be Jummah of Ramadan. And every day must be tahajjud time. All the time must be tahajjud time. But the season and every other moment is also, the day is filled with great barakat. The night is filled with great barakat. In the day, all the creation of Allah making dua for those who are keeping roza. As soon as the night comes, as soon as the sun sets, Allah now offers that, my banda, what do you want from me? You want this from me. Allah Himself offers also. You want this from me. You want this from me. What do you want? Whatever you want. Allah knows everything and Allah is offering everything. But then again Allah says, what else you want? Allah is offering. So the day is so valuable. The night is so valuable. This is the time that our thoughts, we can harness them. And this Ramadan and our namazes will be so productive. The ummah will benefit. We will, our dunya will be made. Akhirat will be made. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's one bayan, which has been translated in English, Islahul Fikr. Also, the correction of fikr, the thoughts that we have, correct them. And one common thing which we all also, we face in our families, extended families, in the Muslim community. There are many people, our in the ummah, who is interested in dunya. They only worried of dunya, making money. That is their life. Then there are others who are in dunya, but they worried of the progress of the Muslims. According to them, the West has progressed so much and Muslims are lacking behind. Muslims haven't achieved anything. And they will speak about Spain where the Muslims reached. They will speak about the Mughal Empire where the Muslims reached throughout the world. And today we are just lacking. So, and they also, that is their fikr. So the Islah of that fikr of them. And they are there and they will be giving lot of advice to the ulama also. The ulama who are immersed in the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of establishing the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of making our akhirat, they will be advising them that where are you people? You also go and learn math, and you also go and learn science, and you also take the ummah how the West has taken them. And where did the wo ponche? Kaha ponche? Wo jahannam mein ponche. So you also take the ummah and lead them also reach jahannam. So that fikr of theirs, everywhere we find this, all the time. These people who have got that fikr, a wrong fikr they have got. And they are doing so much in that wrong. That same person who gives us all this advice, and he writes a book about it, about all giving the ulama and the great the institutions of deen, giving them advice that bring maths into your, you know, into your Darul Ulooms, bring science into your Darul Ulooms, all that, that is a fikr they have got. So that fikr, if it can be directed in the right way, if it can be harnessed, so this is the time. Then many people of us, we are, who are sitting here, we got such fikr. We are more worried about dunya. And how many of us are sadly will use the name of deen, but our object is dunya. A person who earns dunya with dunya, fair enough. His niyat is wrong, all that. And he's earning it with dunya. But a person who wants to show I'm earning akhirat, but he's earning dunya, and in the name of deen, he's selling his deen for dunya. What a sad case. And unfortunately, that also is very common, that we have sold our deen for dunya. And dunya is nothing, not even a farthing, a quarter of a cent. It is absolutely nothing. And deen is so valuable. How many of us, we have sold our deen for the dunya's sake. For and the dunya, how temporary. You can't work out the percentage, the ratio. Because if you divide 2 into 4, you'll get it's half. 1 over 2, half you will get. But we divide 2 into something indefinite. Now what you're going to get? You can't divide it. Akhirat is indefinite, limitless, endless. And dunya, no matter how much it is, 10,000 years, the whole dunya, 15,000 years, whatever the life of dunya, where can you divide it into something which is limitless? So we have to see that our object must be our deen, our akhirat, the pleasure of Allah. The pleasure of Allah, the greatest thing. How can we make the people's pleasure, even if it's our family people, even if it's my wife, her pleasure is not before the pleasure of Allah. Her pleasure is not before the deen. Even if it is my father, even if it is my brother, my son. لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان. ألم تر إلى الذين تولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم. Don't you see those people amongst you who made friends, those people whom Allah is angry with? And we want to either make friends with them, or we want to defend them, or we want to side with them. No, how can you? So our object must be correct. So this fikr that we have, that Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, wonderful bayan he gave, that what the answers to these objections of these people are, and what our fikr must be. The example that we give, a person who doesn't know about a mango, the taste of a mango, etc. And you try and explain to him, no matter how much you try, you cannot explain to him what the taste of a mango is. You might say it is like a sweet melon, but immediately you'll have to say, no, not like a sweet melon. It is like a chiku. They'll say, no, not like chiku. Whatever you can. Then you'll say, no, I can't explain it to you, what the taste of a mango is. And that person who didn't taste a mango, he has got no right to deny the taste of a mango. If he didn't taste, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And the day he will taste it, he will enjoy it so much that he won't have time to explain also. And if somehow he gets some time to explain, he'll say, I can't explain to you also. Till you don't taste it. Like that deen, akhirat, the pleasure of Allah. When a person is inhabit in the dar al-khulud, our direction is to Allah. Well, وَالتَّجَافِي عَنِ الدَّارِ الْغُرُورِ away, where we saw through dunya. Dunya has got nothing to offer. And استعداد للموت قبل, well prepared for mort. That person hasn't got no bank balance. He has got no Kruger rents. He has got nothing. Whatever he got, he sent it away for akhirat. Such a person, people of the world will call him mad. People will call him, he doesn't know what's happening. Leave him, don't talk about him. Just usko chhod ke baat karo. No, don't even consider him. He is out of the equation completely. But by Allah, you are on the top of the equation. You have got everything by Allah. And the people who understand, who have tasted the mango, who have tasted akhirat, they will have value for him. And the monkeys of the dunya, who haven't tasted deen, who haven't tasted akhirat, they'll have no value for him. And better they don't come in your way and don't waste your time also. And the people who know the value, those people will have value. So the akhirat, a person who has got a taste, and this is the month of Ramadan to taste deen and to taste the love of Allah, to taste akhirat, this is the month that we have got, that Allah has given us. So our thoughts, and we can correct those people's thoughts also with our correct thoughts. And we can become constructive. If they are destructive, we can become constructive. They want to destroy the world. They want to take the world to Jahannam. Your thoughts, you can take the people to Jannah. So this is the month that we must keep rosas of our thoughts also. And make sure that our namazes also, in our namazes, we get the concentration. Inni wajhtu lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard hanifan wama ana min al-mushrikeen. Inni wajhtu wajhiya, I turn my attention to him who has created the heavens on the earth. Hanifan, away from every other ideology, from every other the Abrahamic accord, the interfaith things, from everything I've turned. One, straight now I'm going to Allah. A person who starts his namaz like this, he goes straight to Allah. And then he will taste the mango, not the mango of this dunya, the wonderful mangoes of India, Pakistan. He'll taste the mango of Jannat. He will taste the fruit of Jannat, what his namaz is. We make 20 rakats tahajjud. He makes 2 rakats tahajjud, where he reaches. So Allah, this is the time that the thought which you cannot touch, you can't weigh the thought. Thought is the intention. It's not something you can manage, you can feel, touch, smell, taste. But what it makes the whole body, it makes the whole nation move, it makes the whole life. And this is the time that if we keep the rosas of our thoughts also. And in namaz we start off. And namaz is a thing that, for example, ulama have written, Shaykh Ahmad Sarhandi rahmatullah alayhi, Anwar al-Salah, we read, he says that at least in every posture, you should get the thought of Allah. We, unfortunately, when we start Allahu Akbar, no thought of Allah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, no thought of Allah. But every posture. Hadrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah alayhi made it much more easier. And he said, at least once in the namaz, if you get the thought of Allah, that won't be anis-salati sa'un. They are unmindful of their namaz. You'll be out of death. Though very small, few percent, very little, but you won't be in those people who are unmindful in their namaz. Namaz, they are those people who are fully mindful, and those who are not mindful at all in their namaz, Allah criticizes those people. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ سَاهُونَ, unmindful of their namaz. So you'll be out of... Then we should try that at least when you start your namaz, Allah's thoughts are there. When you make salam, how many of us, now we made asar, who of us made niyat of the farishta? And if we made niyat, what niyat did we make? We just, the masala, we speak to people, the children, we teach them that when you make salam, make niyat of the farishta. What niyat must you make? Just what you're saying. As-salamu alaykum, Allah's peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah. And think also, the barakat of namaz, you are insan that reaches asfalu safilin. Right, you reach at the lowest, but by the barakat of your namaz, you are making dua for the malaika, who are a'la illiyin, who are right in the heavens by Allah Ta'ala. But now you are making dua for them. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And if you're making in jamaat namaz, you are making for all the people on your right, the imam included. On the left, all the people, the whole congregation. Your namaz put you in a position like many people, alhamdulillah, there are quite a few. You tell them, make dua. You say, me, dua? I'm not fit for dua. So we are not fit, but yeah, we are making dua for dua. And what dua? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So there, so your namaz becomes, then your whole namaz you get concentration. One of our sati some years ago in Alim, one day he came in Ramadan, came to me, he said, Alhamdulillah, today my two rakats I had full concentration. How happy he was that I got, when you get a taste of that concentration in namaz, more than our biryani and our roast and our chicken, and more than all the fruit and all the enjoyment, the two rakats of namaz, when we get a taste of it. When we haven't got a taste, it's a burden to make two rakats namaz. We look for excuses that we don't make now, or nafal namazes. For us, we have to make, we make them. But nafal we look, then it will become eager when we get the taste of namaz. So in namaz you get concentration. That's not enough. Namaz concentration must become in your whole life. Everywhere. You get little sick, somebody else gets sick. Then your mind is not medicine. It's not doctor. Your mind is Allah. That I have to turn to Allah. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. I've got any other financial problem. Not this uncle of mine. He's a very good uncle. He helps out. And I can just go and tell him he'll sort me out. No. My real connection is with Allah. So connection like that. And to this extent, ulama have written that in India, for example, present is still also, but especially when we were there, a person is going to travel by train, he, his wife, and his 7-8 children, in which there are the 2-3 years who can't sit still for 1 second, shouting, running around all the time. Then there is a two-week-old baby in the mother's hands also. And you have to board a train and you are going by unreserved. No, you haven't got reservation. And when the train comes on the platform, the number of people that are coming, pouring out, they're just not stopping. And the people who have to get in also, there is no limit to that. And they're clashing. Those people who aren't forcing themselves out, these people are forcing. And you have to also go in there now. But at that time also, your thoughts are with Allah. At that time also, not anywhere else, your thoughts are completely with Allah. So from namaz it starts, from whether once in namaz, every portion starting and whole namaz, our whole life must become. All the time our thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. That is, then we will get the taste of Jannah. And nothing to worry about, but very pleasurable and enjoyable when you reach that stage, when you have to be going in that coach, in that train, and the people are just not stopping coming out, and the people who are going in are not stopping, and they are clashing and pushing themselves in, and just somehow they are getting in. You will see the conductor will come, and he will make way for you. And he will move everyone away, you go in. Or you will see a person who is coming there with shorts, who is coming with a big mustache, a big hefty man, he'll stop everyone. Allah sends farishtas in different forms. And he will say, all of you wait, let these people go in first. You'll go and you'll get your seats comfortably. You won't have any problem with anyone. You may, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. He who is Allah, Allah becomes his. Allah will make such arrangement for you, you won't be able to believe what arrangements Allah Ta'ala will make for you. But this is the thoughts of ours. In namaz, get them consolidated. Get them in the right direction. Make our namaz not only to be namaz, but to be productive. To produce such results for us, for our akhirat, for the ummah. This is all the month of Ramadan. The way can the menu doesn't end of Ramadan, what Allah has given us. Such a thing. And it is for us for the taking. And it is the time when the love of Allah is in the air. And there are bargains galore. And there are profits, big, big profits, just for the taking. Even if you don't know business, get into, just turn your attention and you'll be making your profits. You don't have to be a businessman. For this business, Allah is giving. May Allah give us tawfiq and really appreciate this month and make our namaz and get our concentration. Don't take a concentration, well, it's just one thing. We just have to make our namaz. Now, concentration. Tanwi Allah reward him. What a great alim.
By the time we said that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ,
believers have become 100% successful. Allah declares that. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Maulana made a beautiful distinction here. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ, those who are in their namaz. And every posture, everything, they do it properly. Their standing is properly. Their raising of the hands is properly. The folding of the hands. In sajda, their hands are properly. The sajda, everything. Hum fi salatim. And khashiyun is a different thing. That is the concentration and devotion. That also they are fully in with their concentration and devotion. If we can just make our namaz a namaz. And when a person is making two rakats, faras, nafal, sunnat, whatever, there is nothing greater that he can be doing. When you start your namaz, the greatest thing, you don't have to be the state president, you don't have to be of the United Nations, the leader, or you, your namaz, you are the greatest in the eyes of Allah. And everyone, and what we can make out of our namaz. So Allah has given us this, let us keep our rozas properly and derive all these great, great benefits which Allah is giving. May Allah give us all. Subhanallah.